You're listening to the Next Step podcast series by Regions Bank. In this featured podcast, recorded before a live audience in Tampa, Florida, Stephanie Stanfield, SVP and West Florida Area Wealth Executive at Regions Bank, discusses how to prepare for the unexpected and how to take control when medical hardships arise. In part one of this podcast, Stephanie walks through her experience with planning for the unexpected amid a medical diagnosis and how financial planning and reflection helped her maintain control over the situation. This podcast is brought to you by Regions Next Step. Now, let's hear from Stephanie herself.
My name is Stephanie Stanfield, and on behalf of Regions, I want to thank each of you for joining our session today. Together, we will discuss some difficult yet very important topics. Regions, her vision, her legacy, is a comprehensive effort that we designed to empower women to define their financial vision, maintain control, and create their financial legacy. I am the wealth executive for Regions Private Wealth Management here in West Florida, and I have the privilege of working with a team who support individuals and families every day to help them define their life purpose. We together work to define goals, develop plans that will enhance their wealth, help them achieve financial security, but most importantly, create their legacy for their next generations. So at its core, my role is to help others achieve goals. However, it is often easier, I have learned, to help others than it is to acknowledge those issues in our own lives, right? So I learned a lot in the past year when my own financial literacy was tested. I faced several unexpected life events. These events forced my sister, my parents, even my immediate family, to address important financial decisions for the future. So during our time together, I'll share some of my life experiences with you, but to demonstrate the importance of financial literacy, help you become financially confident. Every woman has a story. I just happen to know mine the best. So here goes. Last year was a very difficult year for my entire family. Following the loss of my brother-in-law and my mother to cancer within 1 month, we could not welcome 2018 soon enough. Well, the unexpected comes when you least expect it, right? So when you look at me, you will see a 53-year-old, married, mother of two grown children, healthy professional woman who exercised regularly, followed a healthy diet, and maintain routine health physicals. I'm a rule follower. Well, as scheduled, I had my annual mammogram this January. And unfortunately, doctors immediately were suspicious it was malignant. Okay. Warrior stage kicked in. Well, in the week that followed, not only was I told that I had breast cancer, my doctor actually apologized to me and said, "I'm so sorry, it was much more worse than we thought." Apparently, the cancer had metastasized through my body, to my hips, to my ribs, to my pelvis, and my spine. So, perhaps that explains that back pain I was experiencing, and I just thought it was because I pulled a muscle decorating for the holidays. Or that hip pain that I thought was just a sign that it was time to get a new mattress, right? I told my husband that every single day, it's time to get a new mattress. Well, no, I was diagnosed with de novo. That means you went straight to that stage with stage 4 breast cancer that had metastasized to the bone. My doctors told me I was terminal. So as you can imagine, my perspective on life entirely changed that very second. Fortunately, I'm here today as a woman living with cancer, as a woman who is actively in charge of my family's financial future. I have the ability to plan now for future generations, and I am creating my legacy. I hope you will too. So these past few months have taught me a lot, allowed me to reflect. I evaluated the different chapters of my life, and now I understand how financial literacy played a very important role. My knowledge of finance helped me through very difficult situations and achieve important goals at the same time. I learned about myself personally. I learned I could physically and emotionally care for others that I did not know it was even possible. And at the same time, I was able to accept responsibility to address complicated financial matters that were intimidating and overwhelming to my loved ones. My goal today is to empower each of you to seek financial education. Very simple. Seek financial education and prepare yourself for each stage of your financial life. So, my financial responsibility as a daughter evolved later in life as I became the adult daughter caring for adult parents. Some of you can relate to this now. Some of you might not even be able to fathom that this could happen, but it happens to most of us, and it happens unexpectedly. And as daughters, we typically are the ones who step up to help. That's just who we are. Although I am an executive in the financial industry, I had not participated directly in my parents' financial matters. Numerous attempts, numerous offers, but remember, they came from the generation where they did not discuss financial issues, even in the intimate of their immediate family. We just didn't talk about it. You don't have to actually answer this, but reflect. How many of you actually know your parents' current financial position, their income level, details about their current obligations or outstanding debts? How many of you could step in to take their responsibilities tomorrow if needed? My parents told me everything was under control. I think they just didn't want to worry me. But then one day last year, I was asked by my own mother to make an end-of-life financial decision. My mother had been terminally diagnosed with lung cancer several months prior, and we knew her time with us was limited. I immediately asked, "How can I help you?" In a very serious discussion with my mother, I said, "Mom, what do you want to be remembered for?" How many of you in this room would know how you would answer that question? What do you want to be remembered for? So I was actually very impressed when my parents showed that they'd really done a really good job with basic planning. They had all their affairs in order. They had saved, they'd maintained their insurance, they created a will, they even prepaid and coordinated their funeral and burial plans. Their will, which they had in place, is what we typically call an I love you will, which transferred all assets to the surviving spouse upon death. So as my mother prepared for her near-term passing, she was comforted by knowing that my sister and I were going to be okay. We had adequately planned. And my father was going to be financially stable for the rest of his life. He was going to be okay. But my mom was a very confident, purposeful woman. Even in her final stage, she exhibited these qualities. So in that moment, she asked me for help. My mother wanted to make a change in her existing estate plan while she maintained control and while she had purpose. Remember, although she didn't start her career till after I left for college, she worked many years with the government, working her way up. She was very proud that she had saved for retirement. It was important for her that her grandchildren recognized and celebrated her legacy and remembered her for her personal contributions that she made to our family, not just emotionally, financially. So together, we updated her beneficiary forms on her retirement account so that each of her grandchildren would receive a monetary gift upon her passing that represented her personal accomplishments. Mom was fortunate to have that time to make a final change. I was blessed to be there. I just wish we had done it sooner. Reviewing your finances and adjusting goals as you pass through different stages is very critical. Your goals and plans will change when you welcome children, when you welcome grandchildren, when you face divorce, maybe when you remarry, you might lose a job sometime along the way, become disabled, or even when you prepare for death. Unfortunately, we all know death is inevitable. we're going to discuss how we can maintain control until that day arrives and ensure that you have a legacy that you can fulfill. You can ease the pain and anxiety caused by loss of a loved one by just having your financial house in order.
Certainly, preparing for the unexpected is not an easy feat, but Stephanie has provided some key advice for maneuvering financial challenges and how to adjust financial goals in the process. In part two of this podcast, Stephanie delves into the reality of not just gaining control of a medical hardship, but how to further maintain that control. Let's take a listen.
Following what we call are the three P's of wealth management. So number one, be proactive. Keep your estate documents updated regularly and educate yourself. Work with a financial advisor. You don't need to do this alone. Read articles, listen to podcasts, get over the intimidation of feeling you don't know enough. There are so many resources, but be courageous and empower yourself with knowledge. So number one, be proactive. Number two is be present. How many of you regularly attend meetings with your financial advisors today? A few of you? A couple of you? Good. So attending regular meetings is the easiest way to be present, dealing with your finances. Be fearless. Talk to your spouse and family about your progress towards your goals. Talk to your advisor about having a family meeting where you can educate your children and discuss your financial situation and long-term plans. My parents didn't do that. Open discussions will give you peace of mind, but it will also prepare your children for their financial future. The third is be prepared. As I mentioned, regularly attend meetings with your financial advisor. Discuss your financial position, your existing assets, and goals. Complete a comprehensive review of your estate plan, what you have in place today. Make sure somebody knows where that plan is. At Regions, Private Wealth Management worked hard to create an estate planning checklist. It's called a Legacy Planning Checklist for My Loved Ones. This planning tool, it can be extremely powerful. Extremely powerful. It can be your gift to your loved ones. Peace of mind during a very, very difficult time is the best thing you could offer them. So this legacy checklist will provide important information to your family. It'll give them access to legal documents, digital passwords, contacts for other partners that you use, or even provide general guidance to help them honor their last intentions and final wishes. This does not replace a will. This does not replace any legal estate planning documents, but it will definitely help you articulate your desires and be part of your planning process. It's not that bad. It's not that intimidating. I just don't know of a better gift that you could leave behind for your loved ones than this. So again, ask yourself, are you comfortable that your family is protected and prepared if for some reason you aren't here tomorrow? The unexpected comes when you least expect it. So another role in my journey of life has been that of sister. So my sister and I are the definition of polar opposites. From personal interests to the education and career paths that we selected, I majored in economics. I'm interested in all matters finance. I dedicated my entire career to wealth management, and I love things to be organized. Extremely organized. I color code everything. My calendar is color coded, my files, my closet. My sister, on the other hand, very different. She majored in history. She absolutely hates math. She spent 30 plus years of her career with the CIA, where she happened to meet her husband. And definitely is not organized. My sister doesn't have a filing system. She has a piling system. So in 2011, my brother-in-law, who was only 44, was diagnosed with brain cancer, which required immediate surgery to remove a large tumor. While his surgery was successful and he was able to return to work at the CIA, we all knew that that residual tumor would someday become active again and ultimately take his life. We just didn't know when. So unfortunately, that day also came last year. My brother passed away at the age of 50, 1 month before my mother, leaving behind my sister and her two college-age daughters. I immediately thought, what? How can I help? 1 month before my mother's death, and it was at that moment that I realized my most valuable financial experience I could offer was to my family, help my family. Fortunately, my sister and her husband had been financially responsible throughout their careers, so they had minimal debt. They had an emergency fund, good cash reserve. They had saved for retirement, and they had insurance. However, despite their intellectual gifts, organization was definitely among their lowest strengths. So when you lose a loved one, it's an emotionally devastating experience. For my sister, it was further complicated by not having documents organized or immediate access to critical information. Somewhere in the piles, they were there. So to help families navigate these difficult, often unexpected events of life, Regions created another resource that's just entitled Surviving Spouse Checklist. But this can serve as a starting point for considerations and items that should be reviewed immediately upon a loss. During my sister's time of grief, I was able to simplify and guide her through the immediate matters of concern and show her and outline the tasks that would need to be completed over the next 6 months or 12 months. My sister's story can happen to anyone. The death or disability of a partner or family member can have a significant impact financially on a family. However, I believe that both my mother and my sister might have felt more confident and in control had they just practiced the 3 P's of wealth management. Be proactive, have your estate documents in order, be present, and be prepared. These principles apply to all stages and all changes of our lives as women. Over the past 28 years, I've embraced the role of spouse and mother. So as I mentioned, I grew up in that generation where parents did not talk about financial matters with their children, even in the safety of their own home. This left me and my sister ill-prepared for our early adult stages of life. So I knew when I started my family, I was going to handle things differently. So my husband and I started educating our children at an early age to understand the importance of savings, setting financial goals, budgeting, and taking charge, even though they didn't want it sometimes. They were taught how to receive compensation for hard work. We rewarded them for academic achievements. We compensate them with an allowance for contributing to our household chores as part of the family. And we encourage them strongly to work part-time during summers before college. We introduced the concept of savings by directly associating their financial goals with their personal wants. So our son, who is 24 years old now, found his passion for video games at a very young age. And he still continues that passion today. But we were able to ignite his desire to save with the release date of new games coming to market. Right? So do any of your kids play free online video games? Okay. Well, guess what? While free, did you know that you actually pay for things like V-Bucks, skins, weapons, characters, bling? I don't even know what that is, but I'm telling you, it's important to save because it's not free. Our daughter, who is 25, and she's here with me today, became addicted to shopping before she entered grade school and discovered how the power of savings and budgeting could substantially enhance her wardrobe. She continues to be a discount fashionista to this day. I'm proud to tell you that both of our children are now college graduates with business degrees, fully employed, and effectively leveraging their financial literacy that they acquired over time, which was very different than mine. They continuously reevaluate their short and long-term goals as they move through their financial life cycles aligning their purpose against the legacy they want to leave behind. So now I've reached a new stage in my life. As I said at the beginning, I received an unexpected diagnosis 10 months ago. So I asked myself the same questions. What is my purpose? What do I want to be remembered by? What is my legacy? So fortunately, I am empowered. I am in charge of our financial future. I'm confident my family will be okay. And I know that I've had a direct influence for the legacy that I will leave behind. My purpose today has been to share information about financial preparation. It's pretty simple. We just don't do it. Take action. Be proactive. To help you anticipate the unexpected and empower you to own your financial future. You don't have to do it alone. Seek out a financial advisor. Get a mentor. Phone a friend. You know, don't be afraid to say you don't know. Invest in your own financial education.
And that concludes our Next Step special podcast featuring Stephanie Stanfield, recorded live in Tampa, Florida. Regions Bank wants to help ease the burden and stress unexpected medical expenses can cause by providing insights and tools to help make your life easier, including those Stephanie mentioned in this podcast. That way, you can focus on what's most important, taking care of yourself or a loved one. To learn more, visit regions.com/hereforyou. Copyright 2019 Regions Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Views presented are those of the individual speakers at a live event and may not be suitable for your individual situation and should not be considered legal, tax, or financial advice. Investments, annuities, and insurance products are not FDIC insured, are not bank guaranteed, may lose value, are not deposits, are not insured by any federal government agency, and are not a condition of any banking activity.